This is Drive with Louise Saunders on ABC Radio Hobart.
Why not recycle an orchard? There's a block of land that's up for sale in Chigwell. It's on Mary's Hope Road. And there are a lot of fruit trees there. The building has been sold off and there's a lot of land around it. It's likely to, or is going to be sold off rather. It's for sale. There's a lot of land around it. But why not salvage the trees and put them to a better use? Well, that's a plan that's being developed. And with me is Minnie Hogan, who's the instigator of the idea to relocate the orchard from Chigwell to the Child and Family Centre a little bit further down the road. Minnie, good afternoon.
Hello. Hello. Thank
Hi.
You for having me.
It's good to talk to you. It sounds like you're a local who's well familiar with this block of land with the orchard on it. Are you?
Yes.
Yes. What's on the land?
Well, a small house that's a little bit, you know, run down, and lots of trees at the top, and then lots of nothing down the bottom. And, there's lots of big old trees and some that are kind of self-sown out of it.
Okay, and they've grown up over decades, obviously, have they? So there's everything from more mature trees to some younger ones as well?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about the idea to relocate the orchard, Minnie.
Well, it came about one time when I had been looking at, you know, walking past and looking at it and realising that it's likely to be bulldozed and it's likely to be all gone. And what a shame that is. And then I was at the Child and Family Centre where I volunteer. And Chris Mason, the director of that centre, was talking about establishing a food garden and how good it would be to have a food garden on hand. And it all just kind of suddenly became really clear. This is what we can do. We can just save those trees. We can just move them and we can sort of, we can do it.
Start a new garden. Now, the owner of the property that's being sold, they're happy for you to take the trees if you can get them, are they? So what does this require now? Fair bit of community activity and support, Minnie?
Yes, a little bit of planning, and preparation. And we need earth movers and we need permission from council.
Why is that? Because they're trees?
No, because it's council land that we're proposing that they move to.
Ah, fair enough.
Yeah. And as it happens, there was just the other day a meeting with Glenorchy City Council and local community-based organisations about food security. And so I had a great chance to run the whole idea past this round table of a fair assortment of bodies that are all interested one way or another in, promoting food security in this area. And it was so great because there was such a feeling of support and rousing assent to the idea that, look, this is a sort of like a bit of a rat bag sort of action, but it, you know, really sounds like a good idea.
How are you going to now hopefully translate that enthusiasm into actual action and getting people involved, Minnie?
By doing things like this, talking to you. And all of the people who are listening. And I've been discussing it really with anybody who I think could offer support. Mm. And, either in principle support of this is a really great idea or, actual pledges of support, like I've got a digger and you can borrow it.
Minnie, what do the experts tell you about relocating trees? Can it be done, do they say?
Yes, I've seen it done with my own eyes where a block was cleared and a fruit tree was just plonked into a hole,
It can be done.
And it regrew. And I've spoken with the Botanic Gardens and they've advised that this is the time to do it, pretty much winter. And that the bigger and the older trees are going to be more difficult to translocate, but it is possible.
And next to the centre, the Chigwell Child and Family Centre, this is the land that you're hoping that can be leased from council for the food garden. So that's where they'd go, is that right?
Yeah.
How can people get in touch with you? Can we pass on details? Are you setting up a Facebook page or something?
No, we don't. We don't have a Facebook page. But I'll give you contact, and I'd love it if you could share.
All right, we'll get your details from you. I think Sarah already has those, but we'd love to see how it goes, because I think it sounds like a great idea, and it would take years to plant trees that will fruit, and these ones, they're ready to go, aren't they?
Look, I mean, the William pear is, you know, as tall as a house, and they say plant pears for your heirs. I mean, it's just... The idea of it being just trashed is abominable.
Well, good luck with it, Minnie.
Thanks.
Thanks. We'll check in with you in a few weeks, see how it's going.
Yeah, good. Thanks for having me on the program.
Thank you, Minnie. Minnie Hogan, it's her idea. Are you willing to get behind it as well? It sounds like there's a degree of enthusiasm. If you have a digger, she's probably even more keen to hear from you, or the horticultural experience to advise as the process goes.